This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. For as much as is known about the 2024 presidential election, who the candidates are going to be, what the policy positions are, there are some known unknowns. Among them, exactly what role this economy is going to play. It is at the top of people's minds. We know that. What we don't know is how what we as consumers and participants in the economy believe about it compares to what's actually happening in it, and how those beliefs affect our decisions come election day. In the second part of her series, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports that it is pretty hard to predict how the performance of the economy will translate into the performance of a candidate.
When I asked a bunch of political scientists, historians, and pollsters about how people's perceptions of the economy affect their choices on election day, one example kept cropping up.
And we've had 3 months in a row with unemployment going down, but I don't hear too much noise about it out of here.
That's President George H.W. Bush speaking at a campaign rally in Trenton, New Jersey, just before the 1992 election.
The economy in 1992 was actually getting better, and nobody was feeling it. Or if people were feeling it, it wasn't being described as getting better.
Diane Heath is a professor of government and politics at St. John's University and says that 1992 presidential race has a lot of similarities to this year's. The big macroeconomic numbers looked good, but people still felt like the economy was bad, something that Bush, on the campaign trail, blamed on the media.
Instead of the recession that many of those national talking heads in the media have been talking about, We grew at 2.7%.
Conversations about improving economy did not happen until well late in the election year. And as a result, the conversation turned on who could handle it better. And Clinton was winning that argument.
Most Americans are working harder for less money. Unemployment's up. Healthcare costs are exploding. We are not doing what it takes to compete and win.
Many researchers agreed with Bush that the media's hyper-focus on manufacturing industry layoffs and lack of focus on positive economic trends killed his chances. But reporters aren't the only ones with short attention spans when it comes to the economy, says Gabriel Lenz, a political science professor at UC Berkeley.
Research suggests that voters are somewhat confused. They think they're evaluating the whole economy or trying to answer Reagan's question.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
But they actually end up instead answering the question, am I better off than I was about a year ago? And that's a strange way to elect our presidents, especially since what happens in the election year economy does not predict the future very well at all.
People have a hard time remembering the economy of 4 years ago, especially right now when that economy was COVID. And let's be honest, a lot of us wish we could block that out. Regardless, says Jeff Jones of the polling firm Gallup.
I would say typically if the economy is bad, it's going to have more influence on the outcome than if the economy is good.
Jones says the economy almost always ranks at or near the top when Gallup asks people what the most important problem in the country is, which it's been doing for decades. And even though macroeconomic data looks good right now,
we still find about 6 in 10 Americans saying that they're experiencing hardship from paying higher prices. We find that people think they're personally worse off than better off.
Part of that, says Diane Heath at St. John's, is because of how we talk about the economy in the media and online.
We are living in an era of a challenging time for facts, because what do we believe is true? Where do we get that information? How do we understand information? How do we determine what's true and what is just spin? And that's becoming more and more difficult.
Heath says the narrower your bubble of information, the less likely you are to get an accurate picture of economic reality. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.